Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for our Jewish Prince of Bas Toibi Miriam by her Mishpacha. Wish her Refuah Shleima. To sponsor any shiurim in the past, please go to rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor link. For more information about these podcasts, more information about sponsorship, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com and somebody will return your email. We are in the middle of Perek Aleph and Dine Bishul B'Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos on page Chof Beis. Se'if Mem Zayin in the new print, and if you're using an old print, it's Se'if Mem Aleph. Page number Chof Beis is in the new print. So Se'if Mem Zayin begins, Kolamayim Acham Mayotzim Miskonim Kanal. Any hot water that comes out of a hot water tank, a boiler, all these other types of tanks. Yesh Lachshish L'Gabeyim V'Lem B'Shedinam. Kemayim abom mikli rishon, one should consider them water from a kli rishon. Gamim heim ovrim derech tzinoyos aruchim, even if from where the actual tank is until where the water comes through has very long pipes, we are machmir. One should be machmir to consider it a kli rishon. Im omnim heim cham kadesh yat tehei sleds behem, as long as you know they're still boiling hot, it's still yat sleds by, as it gets all the way from its point of origin, we'll say, until where you open the faucet. Sif mem ches on top of page Chav Gimel. Miskan lechima mayim shupoil mecham mesamayim b'Shabbos. Something that heats water on Shabbos. Im tohu posach es beres hamayim mecham shabay b'Shabbos. Someone accidentally opened the hot water faucet or the spigot on Shabbos. U'mayim korim nichnosim emokim u'mayim mecham ayetzim. And cold water goes in place of the hot water that goes out. It's prohibited to close such a faucet on Shabbos. Because what are you doing? By closing it, you're stopping additional cold water from coming in. So you're making that the cold water that did come in gets cooked quicker. Even if the tank is not working, it's off. El shemayim shemiskan adayin cham of neir Shabbos, but the water inside, like even if you shut off that water tank, you shut off the fire, but the water inside is still boiling. U'mayim korim sheyichnasu ekev psichas haberes, and the cold water that's going to go in now because you opened it, yischamu b'chum sheyatzladz, will reach the heat of yatzladz. Also, lisker es haberes b'Shabbos kol oid, hamayim shemiskan cham b'chum sheyatzladz. As long as the water that's inside this tank is yatzladz, boy, you should not close the hot water faucet. But I'm not, but you don't want to run the hot water the whole Shabbos and you're going to have a flood or whatever and you're going to keep running. So he says that you're allowed to allow a goy, could hint to a nachri, to a goy, she is going to be as a maim cham to close it. That you're allowed to use a goy for. Because it's not be'etzim a malach, it's just that the guy is closing that the hot water. I mean, it's a malach of a yid, but for a goy, he's just closing the faucet, which will inherently make that the hot water that entered will get cooked quicker. Be'inyin miskan l'chima mayim ayidei gaz, hot water tank. Shaboy ha'esh nedlekes v'nichvas v'zom psichas v'zgiris b'rezamayim. So this is what we call an insta tank or a tankless hot water system, which is that as you turn on the hot water, you're turning on the heat. When you shut it off, it goes off. Right? There's a sensor that when the water goes through, the pipes get very hot to heat up the water. When there's no water going through, the pipes go down. These are called insta-hots or tankless systems. Right? So he says, for these halachas, wait until Perek Yud Gimel's if Tezvav. We will see and discuss this. But Pashas, as you understand, you cannot open this or close this on Shabbos. You're going to be creating a very mamish, you're turning on the heat and shutting off the heat. Now, Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Tezvav, where he sends us to, you know, talks all about this. And there he discusses that you can't even do it on Yom Tov. Because whereas Stamazai, like, whereas on a typical hot water tank, you could use it on Yom Tov because it lets water in, even though eventually the fire may go on, but it's not a psik ratio. And you're allowed to boil the water on Shabbos, and especially if it's one that has an igniter that's on, so it's only Eish Me'eish. But these instahats, these tankless systems, those even on Yom Tov you can't turn on because then your mom is igniting it, you're turning it on Yom Tov. Se'if Mem Test, the old print of Se'if Mem Gimel. Mayim sheneschamu b'Shabbos v'miskan chimu b'shahufal b'Shabbos. Water that was heated on Shabbos in some hot water urn that was turned on by a Shabbos clock. V'miskan shloi nitin l'shanes b'kalas. but it's one that the temperature can't be easily changed. It doesn't have an easy dial. Lahagdal lahakdin es midas hachum shal hamayim. Mutl nishtamish v'am miyadim tzeis haShabbos. Such water you can use right away after Shabbos. You don't have to wait till the time would have taken to heat it up. Bein l'shtifas kelim, bein l'chitzas gof, whether you're using it to wash kelim or wash one's body. So even though the water got cooked on Shabbos, but since it was cooked by a Shabbos clock, and it's not something that was needed in lahagdal lahakdin, which means that if it has something, you see, most urns don't have temperature controls. If it has a temperature control, so then we're worried, then it's even like a Shabbos clock to be also, because then we're worried that you're going to raise it or lower it on Shabbos. If none. On the last if on page Chav Gimel. Miskan chashmalai l'chimam oichel shal tinnik or l'shmiris chemi shal oichel kezeh. These electronic things that they make for children, like what they call a bottle warmer, that, you know, you put some water in and it creates steam and it makes the bottle warm. It doesn't make it too hot because we don't want a baby to burn, but it does warm it. Put in water, it heats it up, then you put the baby bottle in. You can't use it on Shabbos. Even if you have a way of leaving the machine on from before Shabbos, right, and you know, you're just going to stick the bottles in, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. As long as the heat, even if it won't make the baby body, but if the steam or whatever, you can't use it on Shabbos. So Issa, who Pena Miskan Mufal Bem Tzayis Veschum, whether it has a thermostat or not, V'chein Adin L'gai Miskan L'chim Oichel Bem Tzayis Kitor. So too, if you have some electronic device that creates steam to heat up food, I'm not exactly sure what this is, but you have some type of steam pot that electronically that, you know, creates steam, which is not enough to actually cook the food, right? But to warm it up, if it has the ability to reach out, so but it can't be used on Shabbos. Obviously, you can't turn it on Shabbos. I'm saying even if it was turned on before Shabbos, it can't be used on Shabbos. Top of page Chav Dalet, Se'if Nun Aleph. Toiv lihimona milahitzi b'Shabbos mayim chayim chamim medud shemesh. One should refrain from using water on Shabbos that was heated up by the sun. Im nichnasim kaimum ludud mayim karim v'mischam like deha mayim acham. So if you have a dud that doesn't get heated by electricity at all, it's getting heated strictly by the sun, right? But lemais, if you take out water, what's going to happen? Cold water goes in, and that cold water now has the ability to heat up this water, which was not heated by fire, but was only heated by the sun. It says one should refrain from doing so on Shabbos. But im adud shemesh boni ba'ifin shenitin loitzim emenem mayim chamav bli sam karim yichnas. But let's say you have it set up in a way that you have the intake valve shut off, but because it's on the roof and it comes down, the water will work anyway. So yiska tchila heitev esaberes shedarkei lezermim hamayim akarim lemechel. Close well the spigot that allows the cold water in. For oz mutter loitzimene b'shabbos mayim cham, then you're allowed to take out hot water from it on Shabbos. But he warns you in the star, if you look at the bottom, he says, yeish dudei shemesh echim mamayim behem nasei dey marechas mayim nefadis. Ha'ayvus b'sech tzinoiz ha'mescham mekotei ha'shemesh. Tzinoiz elam uchnosat eich adud, b'kei ha'chum shalachem mescham ha'mayim shabidud. Mayim edud ze asur m'lushim v'sham dey sh'achim nasei dey teldes cham v'sh'asur drabonu. Says the Rabbani, you have to be very careful because a lot of these dud shemeshes, the way they work, will create that it's becoming a detail schama, which the Rabbani is going to be awesome. Today, I believe most people in Israel will not use water on Shabbos from a dud shemesh. Plus, on top of it, as he's going to say later, we'll get to it, that during the winter, it either substitutes or you could say it supplements with electricity, and anything that's going to supplement with electricity, you're not going to be allowed to use either. V'amnam, he says, mayim ha-yeitzim b'dur ha-shemesh dinam k'din mayim ha-bom ha-klirishin. Mayim that comes out of the shemesh has a din of mayim that comes out of a klirishin. Mayim eilu shebom b'dur shemesh v'kivim shalon is bashal gabe eish. He says, and you have to be careful that since this water, hot water that comes out of a dur shemesh, was not cooked on the fire, ein l'sitam b'kli ha-imin al gabe eish. You can't put them on a kli that's on a fire. V'yesh la'hachmim, which would be stringent, like l'sitim af b'kli rishon, she'ne'em l'gabeish, not even put in a kli rishon that's not standing on the fire. Because now, you know, even though a mishlach, generally speaking,
That's very good when the first water had a din bishul. But since this is heated up by the chama, by the sun, so just like we said, it's not so awesome. It's not awesome to marry Isa because it's not considered regular bishul. But just like it's not considered regular bishul, it's not considered bishul either that it was, that this should be no bishul acha bishul. B'yimayis ha-chayrif, during the winter days, kasha yomim ma'ininim, and it's cloudy, v'gilun l'chamim es ha-mayim she'bedud ha-shemesh b'koyach ha-shmal. What happens? The sun gets supplemented, you turn on electricity for it to be supplemented with electricity. So in such a case, also sh'tam she'mayim dudze, such a dud you can't use. Gamim l'scham u'shemesh, even if you're convinced that there was enough sun, that it didn't need electricity, you can't use it. Kerei kayim ch'shash. Said because the mice said we're worried. She yavir lahachav ma'im shenischam and dechashmal ma'im shenischam like the shemesh. The waters could get mixed up. Water could have been warmed up in there by electricity, and therefore, I'm asking that one should not use it. Right? We have many times takanas like that where something that is regularly or has the ability to be done by derech iser, even if you have a way of doing that, we're worried things are going to get mixed up. I'm going to stop over here because next Ethan talk about. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah by Wishman's Master Miriam to sponsor future shiurim to keep these podcasts shiurim much Shabbos Kol Chasa going. Please go to RabbiFishman.com and click on sponsor or email RabbiFishman@gmail.com. Thank you very much.